If for the same work women only make 77 cents for every dollar a man makes, why don't businesses hire only women? Wages are the biggest expense for most businesses, so hiring only women would reduce costs by nearly a quarter, and that would go right to the bottom line. Don't businesses want to be profitable, or are they really just bad at math? Well, actually, it's the feminists, celebrities, and politicians spreading this wage gap myth who have the math problem. Here's why. The 77 cents on the dollar statistic is calculated by dividing the median earnings of all women working full-time by the median earnings of all men working full-time. In other words, if the average income of all men is, say, $40,000 a year, and the average annual income of all women is, say, $30,800, that would mean that women earn 77 cents for every dollar a man earns. 30,800 divided by 40,000 equals 0.77. But these calculations don't reveal a gender wage injustice because they don't take into account occupation, position, education, or hours worked per week. Even a study by the American Association of University Women, a feminist organization, shows that the actual wage gap shrinks to only 6.6 cents when you factor in different choices men and women make. And the key word here is choice. The small wage gap that does exist has nothing to do with paying women less, let alone with sexism. It has to do with differences in individual career choices that men and women make. In 2009, the U.S. Department of Labor released a paper that examined more than 50 peer-reviewed studies and concluded that the oft-cited 23-cent wage gap may be almost entirely the result of individual choices being made by both male and female workers. Well, let's look at some of those choices. Georgetown University compiled a list of the 5 best-paying college majors and the percentage of men and women majoring in those fields. Number 1 best-paying major, petroleum engineering, 87% male. Number 2, pharmaceutical sciences, 48% male. 3, mathematics and computer science, 67% male. 4, aerospace engineering, 88% male. 5, chemical engineering, 72% male. Notice that women outrepresent men in only one of the 5 top-paying majors by only a few percentage points. Now consider the same study's list of the 5 worst-paying college majors. Number 1, counseling and psychology, 74% female. 2, early childhood education, 97% female. 3, theology and religious vocations, 66% male. 4, human services and community organization, 81% female. And 5, social work, 88% female. Here, it's the women who lead in all but one category. Even within the same profession, men and women make different career choices that impact how much money they make. Take nursing, where male nurses, on the whole, earn 18% more than female nurses. The reason? Male nurses gravitate to the best-paying nursing specialties, they work longer hours, and disproportionately find jobs in cities with the highest compensation. Now here's how one expert on nursing compensation, Professor Linda Aiken of the University of Pennsylvania, sums up the data. Career choices and educational differences explain most, if not all, the gender gap in nursing. The Department of Labor paper concluded that once these differences are accounted for across all professions, the unexplained wage gap is somewhere between 4.8 and 7%, almost identical to the 6.6 percentage gap found by the AAUW. But why is there any gap at all? No one knows for sure, as both the AAUW and the Labor Department concede. There are so many variables that drive wages that no single study can cover them all. Few wage gap studies control for variables such as dangerous work environment. Men are vastly overrepresented, for example, on oil rigs. And here's another variable. Men are more willing and able to work long hours without advance notice. According to Harvard economist Claudia Golden, even if 2 lawyers have the same education, same specialty, and work the same number of hours, firms pay more to someone who is willing to always be on call and ready to be in the office when the firm needs them, as opposed to wanting a more regular schedule. This isn't sexism, it's just common sense. With more realistic categories and definitions, whatever wage gap remains would certainly narrow to the point of vanishing. So it seems that business leaders aren't bad at math simply because they don't only hire women. Those who claim that for the same work, women earn 77 cents on the dollar compared to men, on the other hand, are not merely bad at math, but at telling the truth. I'm Christina Hoff Summers of the American Enterprise Institute for Prager University.
To subscribe to our YouTube channel, click here. To help keep our videos free, donate here.